All right, next we're going to go into qualification. Qualification questions are questions that show that you're testing her to see if she actually meets your standards. So qualification through texting is best done in a more playful way, and you don't want to overdo it. When you qualify a woman, it shows that you're high value, because only a high value man with a lot of women and a lot of options in his life would actually screen and qualify a beautiful woman. So here's an example. After you meet her, maybe you send an initial text, and then after that you send her make it or break it question. And it can be anything. I like this or that questions. So here's a couple examples. Chocolate or vanilla, ninjas or pirates. So it's make it or break it question, dot, 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 ninjas or pirates. Another example is, are you good at back rubs or foot rubs or anything? Are you good at cooking? So basically, again, you're just testing her to see if she meets your standards. But you're doing it in kind of a joking way. Like, which do you prefer, pillow fights or bedtime stories? Cheetos or s'mores? Anything like that. Okay, now a couple of flirty text messages. So these show a little bit of interest, but they're in a more interesting way. So you could text her, you smell, dot, dot, dot. And she'll respond with something like delicious or tasty. And then you respond with, wow, it's like we even finish each other's sentences. This is a great one for Valentine's Day. You make me feel like a pudgy, naked, winged child has shot an arrow into my chest cavity. Now be careful. Don't send these too soon, or it could come off a little weird. Make sure there's a lot of attraction and some comfort first. Thinking about you and taking cold showers. That's a good one if there's sexual tension already. And then this one's great. I just wanted to start your week off on a high note by saying hi. So without further ado, hi. Might sound a little stupid, but trust me, it works. And it's a little cocky at the same time. Okay, now we've all dealt with women that were basically impossible to actually get them on the phone to have a conversation with. So here's a couple text messages that are great for transitioning from texting her to talking to her on the phone. Okay, number one, this texting thing is giving me carpal tunnel. Call me. Number two, this one's really good. Where are you? I have a top secret mission for you. That always gets a response. Then you text her, the super hot guy is gonna call you. You must pick up for further instructions. And then call her in about 5 minutes. She doesn't pick up. I probably wouldn't leave a message. I would just text her, abort mission. I think you have a confession to make. Call me if you want to know what it is. That's really good because it's really compelling. Okay, now you're probably wondering, what is the confession? What do you tell her? So when she calls you, or you can call her, you could also say, I think you have a confession to make. I'm going to call you. And then call her, maybe in 10 minutes. And then when she asks, well, what's the confession? Say, well, I got out of the shower yesterday, and I saw you peeping through my window, and I think you're trying to sneak a peek at me, you pervert. And make sure you say it in a very playful way. But that'll get her cracking up. And oftentimes, she'll start role-playing with it. She'll say, yeah, you're right. I was trying to sneak a peek. You caught me. And that's great because you're creating a sexual frame that she's the sexual aggressor. And that's how you escalate. That's how you can escalate things really quickly. Okay, this is funny. I kind of got this idea from Brad P. I'm going to be busy for the next 10 minutes, so I'm going to have my assistant Fritz give you a call. And then you call her from your phone and talk to her in a gay German accent, such as,
ja, this is Fritz. Artisan is busy right now, but he wanted me to give you a call and schedule an appointment so you meet with him.
I don't know how good my accent was on that. I think I started turning into a Chinese guy at the end, but you get the idea. It'll just crack her up. It's going to be totally different than any other guy. Okay, next. going for a date. Believe it or not, you can actually set up dates through text messaging. I've done it plenty of times. I prefer to set up a date with a woman that I actually talk to on the phone because she's less likely to flake out on me. Plus, if you call a woman and you can build attraction and comfort through the phone and it's not weird and awkward, she knows, okay, if I go on a date with him, it's going to be pretty fun. On the flip side, if you call her and it's weird and awkward, she's not going to go on a date with you because she knows the date's going to be weird and awkward. But for some women, you can't get them on the phone. They just don't like to talk on the phone these days. They only do texting. So here's a couple ways of transitioning to actually either setting up the date or starting to talk about the date through texting. Okay, number one, if we don't hang out soon, then I'm going to start cheating on you. So this works really good after you've done like a marriage role play. Okay, next, we're going to be at X Bar tonight. You and your friends should stop by. And X is the name of the bar, of course. Party at wherever tonight. Be cool, come with me. So these are just very short text messages. You can send these as mass texts if you're talking to a couple girls at that time. Send it out, man, I'll send it out to 30, 40 different girls and you know, you get a couple responses and a couple of them will meet you. Saturday, party, me, be there or be square. Now this is kind of hard to explain. It's better if you look at it in the guide. It's actually SAT period, party period, me period, be there or be, and then you draw a picture of a square. Next, I'll have my interns pencil you in for next week. Where are you? I have a top secret mission for you. We discussed that one before. You can use the same thing to actually meet her. Hey, we're going to be at X Bar Friday night. Your mission, if you choose to accept it, is to show up between the hours of 11 p.m. and 2 a.m. This message will self-destruct in 30 seconds. See you there. Next, tomorrow's going to be the best night of your life. She'll ask why. You say, because I'm going to let you hang out with me. Or something along those lines. You could say, because we're going to hang out. And you just assume she's going to come with you. Next, I've thought about it long and hard, and I've decided to shave my head and be a monk in a monastery. Saturday is my last day of freedom. Let's meet up before then. Next, hey goofball, X Bar Friday night. Be there or we're breaking up and I'm not taking you back this time. I'm signing the divorce papers and fighting for full custody. So again, this works really good after a marriage role play. There's a couple more. Your lost princess, epic night. I'm busy all next week. This is great if you've called her and she didn't pick up. Then you can text her this. Next, I need some female attention. Come over. This is if you've already slept with her, there's a lot of sexual tension, and you basically just tell her, come over. Notice how none of these you're asking her out. None of these you're saying, hey, do you want to hang out? You never ask. Always just assume you're a man, be a leader, and just tell her that we're hanging out. Say, okay, I got something going on Saturday. Would you like to accompany me? If not, got a sister? Ha ha ha. Now, this one kind of goes against what I just said, but you kind of become cocky funny at the end with, if not, got a sister? Be careful with that one. You know, there's got to be a lot of attraction, a lot of playfulness going on. You have to get your ass over here. It's crazy. This is if you're already at an event, you can send something like that. And then you can ask qualifying questions that lead into asking her out or telling her that she's going to hang out with you, such as red or white wine, or tequila or vodka, beer or mixed drinks. And then from there you could say, oh, I know this great place that serves those kind of drinks. Next, turning things sexual. If you want to turn things sexual, it's best to do it in a funny, playful way, just like everything else. This shows that you're a sexual person And it's usually easier to transition to sex during the first date if she already knows that you're a sexual guy. But be careful, because you don't want to come off as a pervert. Remember, she can't hear the way you're intending to say it. So these ones are kind of play it a little bit safe, where she won't necessarily think you're just trying to bone her. Okay, today is F-U-C-K day. Friends you can keep. I just fucked you. You know you liked it. So F-U-C-K whomever you want. You better F-U-C-K me back. LOL. So obviously it's done in a very joking way, but it still sets up that sexual frame. This one's great. You just text her, what the hell? And she'll text back, huh? And then you say, you told your friends that you just wanted to bang my brains out and use me for sex. Tisk tisk. I thought you were different. So this is also a role reversal, but it sets up that sexual frame. Okay, and then these last ones are used if there's already, you've already slept with her, or there's already a lot of sexual tension. Hey, I've been thinking we're going to need a safe word, and it shouldn't be more. Don't get too horny without me. Next one, this one's credit to Boogie. Come over to MySpace, and I'll Twitter, my Yahoo, and Google all over your Facebook. And then, if you've already slept with her, after she leaves your house, text her, I can still feel you.